This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and I am excited to be live at the Becker's Health IT, Digital IT, and RCM Conference today. I am joined by Dominic Petit, who is a financial analyst for Providence Health Services. So, Dominic, if you would take a moment to introduce yourself, we'd love to hear about it.
Happy to be here. I am 7 years now in healthcare. I got my first job right out of college in 2016 at community health system. So I spent about 4 years in revenue cycle, and I got my master's in health administration during that time. Then I moved out to Portland, Oregon, working for Providence Health Systems, first as an administrative coordinator, and I was supporting women's and children's programs. So I had a group of nurse practitioners at the NICU and a pediatric specialties clinic with 8 different specialties, 26 providers. And then I was recruited onto a finance role, and now I'm a financial analyst for Providence Medical Group, Oregon. And that's where I am now, working remote, loving the conference.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And I'd love for you to discuss some of the issues that you're spending most of your time on today.
A lot of my time right now, I was hired at an interesting time in March of this year as a financial analyst, because we were just entering budget season and we were switching ERPs, so a new enterprise resource platform. So lots of change, lots of unknowns and unpredictabilities. So basically, I started, learned our reports for 2 months, and then everything changed. And so I'm now having to like back engineer and like figure out how to make reports work when the report polls and the data polls are no longer aligning well with our reports. Not to mention budget season, having to balance stakeholders. But I also spend a lot of time on learning about how like cloud data warehousing works, how to run reports with SQL, and how to make our reports interoperable across the new platform. And so, like right now, for example, I'm also implementing budget improvement plans. So that's a huge thing that, and also a big theme at this event is, healthcare is bleeding money. So, like, how do we invest dollars better? How do we improve productivity in our clinics? And, I think at first, right now, that's looking like how do we improve our budget? So, how do we spend less money? How do you do more with less, right?
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for those thoughts there. And I would love to shift gears a little bit and hear about what you are most excited about in your career right now.
So I'm really excited about like innovation, especially in like cloud data warehousing and just technology and data. So one of Providence's big initiatives is coming together with large healthcare organizations across the country and sharing data to solve really hard, big, complex problems like, curing cancer and improving primary care. Accountable care, or is it value-based care? Like, how do we make these things work? We have the data, but really the bottleneck and the big barrier to entry is how do we make this data digestible and actionable? So we have the data, but not a lot of people know how to access the data, make it look pretty for a report, and then take that information and make something, happen that's tangible and going to give you a return on investment and ultimately add more value, right? The switch to the value-based model. So it's going a lot slower, I think, because of that. And that's why this, conference really excites me, because there's so much innovation. There's so many vendors out here with solutions and stuff like that. But until the health systems and, healthcare in general can really take that data and that information and leverage it to add more value back to society and create health for a better world, which is Providence's mission. It doesn't really mean too much, right? Because you can have the answers, but if you don't know how to like communicate them or to use them, you might as well not have them, right?
Wonderful. Well, Dominic, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Thank you so much.